And once again, focusing on the economy, focusing on Eskom. You've heard Jan Oberholzer have that particular discussion with you this morning. But I want to chat to business in Cape Town about what's happening here and how businesses are being affected. I know that in Johannesburg, people are going absolutely ballistic. Bongani and the team actually closing down that first hour. And just essentially saying, guys, how do you survive? And it's not just about the survival of the individuals. It is also about the survivor or the survival of businesses. And if those businesses don't survive, then you know what? It's to hell in our handbasket with our GDP. So the Cape Chamber of Commerce president is Jeff Jacobs, and he joins you this morning. Jeff, great having you on the show.
Good morning, Tino. Good to chat to you again.
Okay, so stage four, we're struggling to find diesel. Jan Oberholzer telling us, the COO, saying that we've got enough diesel, but hey, guys, we only have enough diesel so that we don't have to go to level five and level six, which means we're still going to sit on level four. If one just has to calculate the damage to the economy, and especially the local economy, do you have any details around the effect that it's having for us?
Yeah, in terms of rands and cent, impact on the economy. We, as a chamber, we don't do that quantitative research, but I'm pretty certain the economists are going to be crunching their numbers even as we speak. And in the next few days, after five consecutive days of load shedding, they're going to come out and say it's cost the economy X, Y, and Z.
Chris Yilland was doing some numbers as well, and he calculated that it's around 1 billion rand per level. So we're on level four. It's around 4 billion rand a day that we're losing as an economy.
And adding every day.
Absolutely.
So I think the cost, as far as the chamber is concerned, is we see things from our members, the direct costs on business, and there are indirect costs on business. The direct costs are the workarounds that you have to put in place, work schedules that have to be changed, assembly lines that have to be altered, production going down, retail not being open for business. And that has a cumulative effect on profitability, and pretty soon we're going to see businesses saying, this no longer works for us. And so when the Minister of Public Enterprises says this is going to be with us for the next year or two, I don't know how many businesses are still going to be around in the next year or two. And that's a big concern for us.
Do you think people might take options of moving to the likes of Mauritius, Botswana, you name it?
Well, I don't know. Small businesses certainly don't have that leeway. They don't have that flexibility to do that. Large businesses could probably do it.
Well, Mauritius makes it reasonably easy for smaller businesses to get in there. I mean, obviously, if we're talking about micro businesses, it's a bit of a problem.
Correct. But the indirect cost is a bigger concern for us, Kino, because that's the issue around business confidence and investor confidence. So that when you have this kind of instability, this unreliability of electricity supply, people don't invest in your projects. And when you're not investing in new projects, bringing new equipment on stream, jobs suffer. And it's not the middle class that suffers, it's the poor that suffers at the end of the day. Increased cost in running your business, the workarounds that they have to put in place, that raises the cost of business, and that cost gets passed on to the consumer, unfortunately. And it's the poor, again, that suffer.
Well, Jeff, and I thank you very much for your time this morning, and I'm looking for some of those stories to make their way through to us on 021 446 0567.